Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, God's Will to Heal. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Genesis 6 and verse 3. Genesis 6 and 3, are you there? He said, the Lord said, my spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he also is flesh. Yet his days shall be 120 years. God says the days of man shall be 120 years. Listen to another translation. The New Living Translation says, the Lord said, my spirit will not put up with humans for such a long time. They're only mortal flesh. In the future, their normal lifespan will be no more than 120 years. The NCV says a very similar thing. He says they will live only 120 years. Somebody say only 120. Now that sounds strange to us, but it didn't to them. It was appalling to them because they are living almost a millennium. If you back up, you don't have to do it, but the previous chapter, the fifth chapter, and read, this is just a few verses before what we just read, you'll see it tells how long different ones of these individuals lived. Adam, verse 5, he lived to be 930 years. Somebody would say 930. Somebody say, oh, Brother Keith, no, he didn't live that long. That's just some kind of confusion with the numbers in the Bible. No, it's not. He really lived that long. 930 years, and we can prove it to you any number of ways, but let me continue. Seth lived 912 years. Enos lived 905 years. Cainan lived 910. Mahalalel didn't make it that far, just 895. Jared lived 962 years. And Noah, it doesn't say here, but you read later on, because he's still living through all this. He lived to be 950 years. And there was a man by the name of Methuselah. In verse 27, he lived to be 969 years old. Somebody say 969. 969. Now you tell Adam, 930. Noah, 950. Methuselah, 969. You tell them that a young fella died over here at 120. What would they think? 120? No way. He was just a kid. To a 900-year-old? How old is a 100-year-old? See, it's all perspective, isn't it? That would be like a 90-year-old hearing somebody died at age 10. Maybe that helped us to understand. You'd think, no way, they hadn't even started yet. Why? Because the Bible tells us that the whole planet had become evil. And their imagination was only evil and violence continually. And these people are living almost 1,000 years. And God said, I'm not putting up with this. You know, how many know that if a guy, we've seen some people that only lived 40, 50 years and did a lot of damage to humanity. What about a real evil individual that lived 1,000 years? I mean, you talk about he could become proficient at sinning and evil century after century. And that's what the Lord is saying. My spirit is not going to strive with men like this. I'm shortening this. The days of man shall be 120 years. He changed it then. It has never been changed since then. This is it. 120. Somebody say 120. 120. Now, if you read through the rest of the chapters over about verse 11 or so, you'll see that as soon after the flood, something happened. Something changed. And this went into effect, and people are living only to 400 and 500. And then Abraham's dad lived to be 200. He only lived to be 175. Can you see what's happening? It's coming down, and it stabilized at around that 120 mark. Of course, now, because of people's lifestyle in this country, just, back in the, was it the 1800s? In the West, average span of a man's life was about 40. In Europe at different times, the average lifespan of a man or woman was 35. But that's changed. Amen. I said that's changed. That was men's doing. God never changed it. Let me read to you some interesting numbers. Are you ready? Anybody getting excited about this besides me? Do you care? You ought to care. Somebody said out loud, with long life, he will satisfy me and show me how he can save. Listen to this. The United States, our country here, currently has the greatest number of people over age 100 in the world. Statistics showed in 2005 that there were 55,000 of them over age 100. Somebody say 55,000. Just in this country. Over age 100. It is estimated that by the year 2050, the number of U.S. centenarians, people over age 100, will exceed 830,000. There may be even 1 million people over age 100 by 2050. How about that? They say that worldwide, there are approximately 500,000 people over age 100. Right now, worldwide. Why am I saying all this? Because the devil's telling you nobody lives that long. Oh, there might be one or three in the world. How about 500,000? Why couldn't you be in that club? Could you be in that club? Listen to this. There's also a group they call super centenarians. That's people who live past age 110. They estimate there's about 400 of those alive over age 110. The reason I say this is because when you read the scripture, 120 years, a lot of people go, no, that's just not realistic. Not only is it realistic, it's happening in the world today, now. There are at least two. Now, the records are kind of iffy, you know, when you go back very far. But the Guinness World Book of Records have proven and demonstrated at least two people in our generation that have lived over 120. Two people have lived over 120. The oldest, I was kind of keeping up with her over the past few years because she just died in 97. Lady named Jean Louise Calmette from France. She died August 1997 at age 122. This is documented. 122. She led an extremely active life. She took up fencing, you know, fencing, at age 85. Said she'd try something new. She rode her bicycle actively past age 100. She's riding her bike. At age 114, she played herself in the movie Vincent and Me, becoming the oldest actress on record in film. It's happening. Somebody say it's happening. This is not ridiculous to think that you could live to be 120 years old. Somebody said out loud, it's not ridiculous. Other people are doing it. 55,000 people in the U.S. right now alive over age 100. Right now. Now let's go back to this thing we read in Psalm 90. That with the Lord, 1,000 years is like a day. Then if that's so, and we know it is, then how long were people living in the beginning? About a day. About a day. Noah lived almost a day. Adam lived almost a day. Methuselah was the closest one we have record of. 969, he almost lived a whole day. Right? Think about it. It makes sense on a lot of levels, doesn't it? Different scriptures talk about day, a day this and a day that. And the man had his day. This is our day. But now our day has been reduced. To what? 2.5 hours. If a day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, that would make a 24 hour, if you divide it, you know, by 24, then an hour is about 42 years. So 120 years would be less than 3 hours as the Lord sees it. And we need to get our minds renewed so we see it like he does. Because the devil will tell you, oh, 10 years is a long time. It's not. We need to see it like the Lord does. I mean, if you made it all the way to 120, you got less than 3 hours to be here. From God's perspective. So don't let anybody try to talk you out of part of your time, because you're only here a couple of hours anyway. Now, I know it sounds strange to us and you're laughing, but this is not even a joke with God. That's the only way he sees it. It's the only way he sees it. Time, see, we think a year is a long time. With him, it's what? Half a minute. No, excuse me, a minute is about half a year. So, our life is a vapor, he said. What is your life? It's a vapor that appears for a little while and then vanishes away.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Long Life, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615, or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R2002S. That's R2002S, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now. Thanks be to God.